All right, let me just jump on over then to the Right Side Way monologue, the daily Right Side Way. And I'll start off again by saying, you know, sometimes things don't go like you'd expect. Sometimes the best laid plans don't survive first contact with the enemy, and you got to pivot and react and adjust. But what's really funny, though, is when bad actors and progressive liberals fool around and find out. When those evil plans and nefarious strategies fall apart or even bounce back on the enemy. Sort of like tripping on their own landmines. And it happens. But before I get into all that, I got to tell you a funny story first. So in an effort to make my point, let me just laugh with you for a minute. So I've told you before, if you've listened to the show for even 5 minutes, that I was a knothead kid, right? Just a knothead kid. But hey, I meant well. So in the summer of my 9th year, I went to camp at Camp Winnetuska. Camp Winnetuska, a beautiful place right here in North Alabama with creeks and cabins and bonfires and horses and stuff, the whole thing. But on this week that I reported to camp at 9 years old, I was actually one of the last ones to arrive. And the whole camp was already getting ready to gather up for the first event. And I was just showing up in my little suitcase, told to go to the Chico cabin, they called it, the Chicos. So I rushed up the hill and a camp counselor met me there. He was nice, but he was in a hurry. So he told me, drop my stuff off in the sleeping room by one of the bunks. And then he showed me the group bathroom. Had a giant trough sink, like 8 feet long. So everyone in my cabin had a little cubby lined up over the 8-foot-long trough sink for their toothbrush and toothpaste. So he told me, shove my things in the empty cubby. Hurry, hurry, hurry. We got to hurry. We got to go. Come on, kid. We got to go. So I did, like sort of frantically, because I was late. And we rushed off to meet everyone else. So I spent all the whole week doing the things you do at camp, right? And oh, by the way, I didn't bathe the entire week I was at camp because I was a knothead kid. But I did brush my teeth every night. I had to stop and think the first night which cubby was mine because it was such a blur when I got there and he rushed me through it. But I knew I had a red toothbrush and there it was in the 3rd cubby from the left. Okay. Well, came the end of the week and I'm waiting outside with all my cabin mates and all of our bags and baggage to go meet our parents for the trip home. That same counselor who had rushed me, he comes out and he goes, hey, who took the red toothbrush in the 3rd cubby? I raised my hand. I said, it's mine. And he stopped and stared at me, and the look on his face was like he had just been slapped, like hard, like twice. Then he grabbed his hair with both hands and goes, oh, my God, we've been using the same toothbrush all week long. So yeah, let that be a lesson for you. Don't rush the knothead kid. The whole thing backfired on him. He was trying to do his job, I get it, but in retrospect, he wasn't being mean. He was just probably feeling rushed himself. But his plan was to get me in and then get me to the event. But his plan didn't come out the way he'd wanted to, not by a long shot. We shared a toothbrush all week long, for God's sake. What's really something, though, is when something like that happens, but on a national scale, especially when it happens to a political candidate. Well, keep your eyes open, all right? Keep your heads on a swivel. We are entering the final month before one of the most consequential elections in modern U.S. history. And emotions are running high on this one. They often do, but this election feels like it has a heightened sense of expectation, of partisan sentiment, of the real and not unfounded concern that something could happen in the next 30 days that could impact the election. The Harris campaign, they feel rushed. They didn't have all the luxury of time that Joe Biden had. Kamala ran in the background just extolling Joe's virtues and assuring the U.S. public that he was fully engaged. Until it became inconvenient to keep up the lie, and suddenly Kamala Harris was the man. And yes, she feels rushed. And yes, she smells desperate. U.S. politics are notorious for what is known as the October surprise. I mean, think about what we've already endured this election cycle by itself. Has anyone ever seen anything like the dethroning of a candidate like what happened to Joe Biden? He's fine. He's our guy. Don't look behind the curtain. Oops. Everybody saw that? Okay, he's not fine. He's not our guy. Let's do a switcheroo. Let's grab Kamala. And much of the press just shrugged and giggled, and here we are. Or how about the fact, though, that we've had no less than 2 sincere attempts to assassinate Donald Trump? A former president of the United States and the nominated head of the Republican Party for re-election right now, twice in the last 60 days. Actual shooters, one of whom killed and maimed several innocent people, to include Donald Trump. And much of the press just shrugged and giggled. And here we are. Meanwhile, with the emotional scars still fresh from the 2020 election, when so many of us believed that Democrats back then used a pandemic and sleight of hand and some very brazen and open misdeeds to snatch away an election, we now sit on the eve of a national election, with patchwork quilt of election laws in many states not even requiring photo ID, some states signing up illegal aliens in their voter registrations, and the Biden-Harris DOJ suing the state of Alabama right now for cleaning illegals off its voter rolls. So is there any reason at all, with all that we've gone through, with all that we can see right now, is there any reason at all why we would not be somewhat on pins and needles as we go into October? Well, the Democrats, they desperately need to change the narrative. They've already forgotten Joe Biden. They relegated him to the nursing home wing of the White House. In the past 4 years, we've seen everything from 40-year high inflation, millions of illegals streaming across the border, Chinese spy balloons floating over our military bases, supply chain disruptions, transgender surgeries on kids, Houthis firing missiles at U.S. ships, Mexico seizing company U.S. company assets. The list goes on and on. And so, yes, I fully expect that there is going to be something, or some things, plural, that happen in the next 30 days that Democrats will try to use, try desperately to use, try in a rush to use, to change the narrative, to drive the emotions, to steal the election. An October surprise. Keep your head on a swivel. But hey, sometimes things don't always go the way they expect. Like a knothead kid with a toothbrush, right? Like one of the most classic examples of an attempt at an October surprise that backfired. In 1988, Michael Dukakis was the governor of Massachusetts. And by all rights, even though he's a Democrat, he was a pretty good governor. And in July of that year, he was campaigning to be the president against George H.W. Bush. And in July of that year, he was like 17 points ahead. Republicans were seriously worried. But then Dukakis began to slip in the polls. And one of the things his team figured out was he didn't have a military background like Bush did. Bush had been a Navy pilot in World War II. He served as a head of the CIA. He kind of had some gravitas. So his handlers, Dukakis' handlers, decided he had to up his game, had to get some street cred. They came up with an idea that he should get a photo op on an M1 Abrams tank. That'll do it. But not just a photo op. Let's do a whole video. Now, anybody who was around back then or can picture it in his mind remembers that Dukakis was a little awkward. He was often caricatured as having a very small, slight physique, a large nose, a thin neck. And if you've ever seen a tanker's helmet, well, it's huge. I mean, here's the thing. Matt Bennett was a 23-year-old campaign worker for Dukakis back then. And they sent Matt Bennett up to Sterling Heights, Michigan to help organize this major campaign stop for Dukakis. The visit was intended to build up Dukakis as a future commander-in-chief, a tough guy capable of leading the U.S. military as president. And Bennett began to watch in dismay as members of the press started laughing at the cartoonish image of Dukakis wearing a dress shirt and a tie like a big city dandy, putting on the oversized tanker helmet, looking like a cartoon version of Darth Vader. It just kept on going. It was going to be their October surprise. They were going to launch it. They were going to steal the gravitas. But no. The thing that would catapult Dukakis to the White House backfired like nobody's business. One of the Dukakis team actually came up to Bennett afterwards and said, "Yeah, nice event, Matt. It may have cost us the election, but besides that, it was great." The Bush campaign actually grabbed the imagery and replayed it on an endless loop for the next 30 days. There's actually a new rule in politics now. It's called the Dukakis rule. When you're running for office, don't let anything be put on your head. That idiotic image of Michael Dukakis will forever be the October surprise that backfired. So sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're actual game changers. But October surprises, they're real. But if you rush them, if they trot them out with high hopes and evil expectations, they can fool around and find out that even the best laid plans can wind up being about as good as sharing your toothbrush with a knothead kid or putting a candidate in a tanker's helmet. So you keep a watch out, folks. There's an October surprise coming, I guarantee you. You can smell it a mile away. They're desperate, but they're rushed. And all we can do is watch and wait. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, so I did. I shared a toothbrush with a guy for an entire week. Kind of grosses me out to think of it now. But the reality is, transfer that lesson learned into an October surprise. Don't go rushing out thinking you got something going on, because it may backfire on you. And I'm just waiting and watching. And I hope to goodness we have Kamala Harris wearing a tanker helmet next week. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.